There's a guy by the name of Hank Thompson you meet.
Right. I met Hank the next year in 1950. Not only did we have a successful first date there that I played him in Independence, then we started branching out, and Hank said, well, why don't you take 2 days? And eventually, by the time I became Hank's manager, which was in 1951, I was up to playing maybe 8 or 10 days every time he would come through this part of the country, from Fort Smith to Muskogee to Poto, down at Taylor Inn at Poto. Finally, in 1951, he called me and he said, my manager and agent, at that time was a guy by the name of John Hitt, is going with MCA. I'm looking for another manager and agent. I think we hit it off. You've done a really good job. How would you like to handle everything that I do? Well, one of the things I learned early on, and I still teach this to my students, and if I give a lecture, we all get a lot of opportunities in our life. And the thing is, we not only have to recognize those opportunistic times that come to us, we have to act on them. I mean, there are a lot of people get opportunities and, wow, why didn't you do that? Well, I was going to think about it a while. Well, sometimes you don't have time to think. It didn't take me long to say to Hank, let's make a deal.
And you were 21 at the time.
Right.
1951.
Right.
That was considered young, perhaps, in the world of managers?
It was.
Because you took that deal, he soon comes along with a pretty big song.
That was timing. I think a lot of us, if we look at our opportunities, timing is coming and you don't really know what it is. 4 months later, in the spring of 1952, Capitol Records released the biggest record that Hank ever had, Wild Side of Life. It stayed number one in the charts for 20 weeks. It sold over a million copies, and we were on our way then. We'd had a plan. Everything I do, I make a plan, and usually I write it down. We had a plan when we started, Hank and I, together, what we wanted to accomplish. And part of what we wanted to accomplish was to expand the territories. Even though he'd had big records on Capitol Records, he basically played the Southwest, the West Coast. He hadn't done the East Coast. He hadn't done the big ballrooms up through the Midwest. I was familiar with the big bands. I knew where they played up in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa and Nebraska. There were ballrooms up there that had bands almost every night, and you'd be a whole tour there. Never played any of those. And we were the first Western swing or country act to ever play those big ballrooms, the Prom in Omaha and the Playmore in Kansas City and the Terp in Austin, Minnesota, and the Surf in Clear Lake, Iowa. No country act had ever played those before. In fact, in Austin, Minnesota, Hank set a new record up there. The record on the wall said Glenn Miller played here in 1938 and set the all-time record of 2,300 people, whatever it was. Well, Hank set that new record, and Hank still has that record. The ballroom still stands. The guy that promoted us there, this was in 1952, was a young disc jockey, and he was younger than I was. He was a couple of years younger than I was on the air. A guy by the name of Johnny Western. And Johnny Western, in fact, he's retiring this weekend. He's with the Journal Broadcasting Group in Wichita with one of their stations here. He wrote Have Gun, Will Travel. He became quite famous as a songwriter and a sidekick of Gene Autry. A lot of people, if they're still alive, I still am in contact with them.
How old would Hank have been about this time?
Hank was about 4 years older than I was, so he was about 25.
What kind of a guy was he to be around?
Well, first of all, he's one of the most brilliant people that I've ever known in my life. He was a true intellectual, and he had one of those positive attitudes. I was that way always in my life, too, but it just seemed to strengthen my whole philosophy of positive thinking. Now, what we're talking about here is a lot about the past. We're reviewing the past. We just had a new exhibition open down at the Oklahoma History Center. That is a reflection of the past. It's 60 years of all of the gold and platinum albums and memorabilia of all the big stars that I've worked with. But I look at that as something in the past, hoping that's going to give people inspiration for the future. Because I'm thinking ahead now.
He became your friend, maybe your mentor?
Friend and mentor and top client for years and years. And it was through Hank that I really learned the business.
You refer to something as power of performance. What
right.
is that?
It's our own performance. We all have a performance to give. You and I are giving one right now. My wife, Manisa, is giving one. She's sitting behind the camera. It's all about that. Some of us do that performance on stage. Some of us do it behind the desk with a telephone or a computer. Some of us are out here building roads and fixing bridges and things. Our performance is what we develop through our life to do the best that we can do. Now, part of my philosophy is always not just to be the best human being that I can be, but to give the best performance from my side of the table that I can give, whether it's with my community, my family, my business, or the artists that I'm involved with.
Yeah.